This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Well, let's see. What's new on television this year? How about animation? Some animation. And then some more animation. The big streaming platforms are going hard on new and old cartoons because, as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports, it might be the perfect pandemic business strategy.
Animated TV has always been cheaper to make than shows with live actors. But these days, it avoids a lot of problems for Hollywood, says Jason Squire, editor of the Movie Business Book.
It's much safer during COVID to do an animated movie because all the technicians are working from home, isolated.
Shaggy, is that you over there?
That's Velma from Scooby-Doo, soon making a comeback on HBO Max, voiced by Mindy Kaling. And animation is perfect for building libraries of content, which is why Disney Plus snapped up an old favorite. The Simpsons. And have you ever noticed how Bart's hair never goes out of style? Tim Hanlon is a media analyst with the Verterre Group.
In the realm of television production, I mean, animation is kind of the most evergreen content that there is. It never really dates itself visually.
In 1989, when The Simpsons debuted, the model of a successful cartoon for adults was The Flintstones. Both shows attracted generations of grown-up fans who see cartoons as not just for kids. Ross Bennis is an entertainment analyst with eMarketer.
Now with these streaming services, there are as many cartoons aimed at adults as there are ones aimed at children.
And there's about to be a lot more. HBO Max has reportedly spent around $500 million on new adult animated projects. So if you're worried about running out of shows to watch during the pandemic, don't have a cow. There's plenty of new and old animated stuff coming your way. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.